This is a Raglan Community Radio takeover.
Now that I am begging on my knees, I can finally see the things and how they used to be. The error of my ways, the choices that I made. I was only thinking about me.
So excited to have some guests in the studio today to talk all about the Freedom to Fly Festival 2024. My name is Katie Lowes. I will be your DJ for the next hour. And the sun is shining and the weather is sweet.
Some of them want to get you.
Well, what a beautiful way to start the show. Do you think Mummy should sing, Sophia? Do you think she should? I need to make sure I turn her microphone on. Has Mummy got a good singing voice as well as being an exceptional mover and shaker?
I've been told that I've got the voice of Fergie and Jesus. And I'm the songbird of my generation. So.
Cannot wait. Oh, if only one of us had bought some Sauvignon Blanc. But no, it's the middle of the afternoon. It's a sunny day in Raglan, and this is officially a Freedom to Fly takeover of Raglan Woo! Community Radio. We have got lead teacher, founder, and dance extraordinaire Jessica Ramirez in the studio with her daughter Sophia.
Yes, hola.
Myself, Katie Lowes is here. Graham's coming in. So we're going to hear from some little people. We're going to hear from some grown-up people. And my question was, are there any tickets left?
I have five.
You've got five tickets? Or you are 5 years old?
No, I have 80 tickets.
Oh, 80 tickets. Well, I tell you what we'll do, Sophia. We'll play another song. We'll check the Humanitics app to see if there's any tickets left to this show before we start overselling the fact that it could be sold out. In which case, it's fine. We'll carry on talking about our love for dance and performance art.
Totally fine.
So there's some amazing tracks on here. What we asked the Freedom to Fly Fano to do was to send in some of their favourite tunes, and we created a playlist called Freedom to Fly Rhythm, Beats and Training Tracks. So we've got a mixture here of show music, training music and just big energy music. And of course Katy Perry made it to the final cut, didn't she? Here we go with Firework, an absolute classic.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Just on the night, like the fire.
and into the studio, literally just stepped into the studio, is, introduce yourself.
G-Factor. I'm hey. G-Factor Juniors.
You know this radio station pretty well, don't you? You've got your own show, don't you? Have you done one this weekend? Have you been on air? Have you been on air this weekend? Did you have a show yesterday? Did we?
You don't remember yesterday? No, you were swimming yesterday. We've got to re-sort it out, haven't we?
Have you got a new swimming lesson timetable?
Yes, Saturday mornings.
Whereabouts are you swimming?
Hilton Brown, Te Rapa.
Oh, I've heard good things.
Yeah, no, we like it, don't we? We had a break because soccer was Saturday.
Yes.
Yes. Between soccer and swimming, so we got
here's a little fiddle of my life, of my life. So
can
we
buy
are
summer soccer, please, Katie. If that's all right.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. I can just change the international sports season. Leave
just keep it
with
going.
Me.
Just keep it going.
The whole year.
Yeah, all year. Yeah.
It's weird you should say that, but that's a conversation for another day. We do have a plan.
All right.
We do. Yeah, we do have a plan. Dear. So everybody is in this room today because do we love dancing? Like love dancing. Like if we were gonna rate dancing out of 10. 1 being the lowest and 10 being the greatest, what number would dancing get? Or performing?
10.
10.
And Jess wasn't squeezing her arm at all during that moment. Yeah.
What would you give dancing, Sophia? Let me turn microphone 3 up.
What number would,
what
you,
number would you give dancing? 10 is the greatest and 1 is not very much. Don't really like it very much.
Elsa.
Oh, Elsa. An Elsa rating. Whoa,
what's that Elsa rated?
That's mega.
That's like a million.
That's like, yeah. Wow. Numbers don't even exist.
Yeah.
Jess, what would you give dancing?
Yeah, definitely a million.
A million out of 10. What would your husband and love of your life, Jay, give dancing? Or is it more circus acrobatics?
No, he loves circus. I mean, like salsa and all dancing and whenever he watches our students dancing, he gets blown away.
Nice.
So I'd say about 50.
50 out of 10. Graham, are you a dancer?
Oh, let's not go there.
Like a ballroom dancer or something?
I've had time. I used to be an all-round entertainer, so I had to do dancing and singing and everything.
Not Butlins.
And circus.
Don't tell me it was Butlins.
Yeah. You know it was because you probably see my Facebook post.
Yes, he looks like Butlins. Oh, sing it for me. How does it go?
I said
a hey, a hey, a hey. Oh, there are so many chats. I knew we needed longer than an hour for this show.
I've got a kitty corn.
You do have a kitty corn. I'm going to play a track, and we're going to have a look in the app to see if there's any tickets left for the Freedom to Fly Festival, which is taking place over the course of a number of days, the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th of November.
I have 100 tickets.
You've got 100 tickets? 100 tickets held back. I really hope there are 100 tickets held back because people are going to want to buy them. Let's have a little bit of, oh, this looks good, from Sing the Musical. I don't know who put this in the playlist, but my kids love this.
See the girl with the diamonds and the shoes. She walks around like she's got nothing to lose. Just see the get her. She's everybody's type. She's a queen of the city, but she don't believe the hype. She's got her own elevation, holy motivation. So I wrote some letters on big bold
type. I got faith in you, baby. I got faith.
Make a view, alright.
So while we've got students and teacher in the same studio as each other, before everyone disappears off to costume sewing bees and practices, I thought we could do a funny little game, because this is your dance teacher, Jess, right? Do you call her Miss Jess? Let me turn your mics up.
Just call her Jess.
With some jazz hands.
So let's have a little fun couple of questions. So I'm going to ask Jess to not say it out loud or give any tips using your eyes, to think inside your head. What is your favorite flavor ice cream? It can be served in a cup or in a cone. Think about it.
Okay.
Okay, girls. It's okay if you have different answers to each other. Have a think about what is her favorite flavor ice cream. When you think you know what it is, say it into the microphone.
Chocolate?
Have you got the same answer or a different answer?
Chocolate.
Both of your students here today think that chocolate is your favorite flavor ice cream. Wait, don't answer. Sophia, your daughter, is on your lap. What do you think Mum's favorite flavor ice cream is?
White.
You mean vanilla?
You mean vanilla? Yeah. Okay, are we ready? Drum roll. Jess, what's your favourite flavour ice cream?
Goody Goody Gumdrop.
Oh!
I know.
My brother likes Goody Goody Gumdrop.
Your brother likes Goody Goody Gumdrops. Do you eat ice cream after a big dance sesh?
I like sorbet.
What are you starving for, girls, at the end of a big dancing training session? What do you go home to Mum and Dad's house and wish that you had?
On Fridays, pizza.
Pizza Fridays.
Yum.
Pizza Fridays.
And how often do you train? How often do you train with Freedom to Fly? During the week or on the weekend? You tell me what your schedule's like, because every age group's different.
I do Monday and Friday.
Wow.
Wednesday and Friday.
Wow, you must be so strong. Can you cartwheel? Oh, I've never been very good at cartwheels. Right, we will play another track, and then we will come back and ask a few more questions. Just teaching Sophia how to be a radio DJ. What else is better thing to do on a Sunday afternoon than have these amazing people in the studio talking about the up-and-coming festival? I'm going to turn on microphone 2 and microphone 3. Graham, I swing that to you because I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Hello.
What is your involvement with Freedom to Fly Fest 2024?
Oh, it's pretty much whatever Jess tells me to do is what I'll do.
What she booked you in for? What she booked you in for?
I'm playing the music. I could come up with a really fancy title like.
But musical director. Gonna,
no, Jess is definitely that role as well. She's directing me what to do. I'm the guy that will play it all and try and make it all come to life.
So what that really means is being an exceptional timekeeper and taking direction from backstage, the side of the stage, everything that's going on between the stage and where you're positioned. Are you at the back of
I'm at the back with Mel, who's doing lights. So yeah. Mel and I need to be conjoined, working in perfect harmony together with music and lights to give the ambiance of the performance.
What is the biggest challenge of that role in a festival of this size with an absolutely packed hall full of seats are filled, everything sells out on this show? What's your biggest challenge?
Technical failure.
Oh. No power cuts, please, Raglan.
Yeah. Oh, power cut I can cope with. It's when things just don't work. We had a couple of hiccups last year, but yeah, we were trying Bluetooth speakers.
I was at every show and I didn't sense a hiccup at all, so well done for navigating that. Nobody else knows. No one knows. Brilliant. And we're going to do another question for the teacher, student teacher, before we have a little chat about Moonrose Happy Hour, which we've just checked there are still a few tickets left for. Let's do another little quick fire question. We're going to do a question which is, if a magical fairy flew through the building, did a little dance over Jess's bank account, like her card where her money lives, in did a little fairy dance and dropped loads and loads of money into it, like I'm talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, like choo, and she could go on a holiday anywhere in the world with that money, which country or place do you think she'd book tickets to go and visit, and why? If she could fly anywhere in the world for a holiday, where do you think Jess would go? Have you got a country or a place in your head? Oh, Daddy has.
Go on.
Anyone got an answer? Go for it. Or Dad can whisper you an idea of a country in your ear. Graham's
got a thought first?
No.
I think Jess would go towards South America and she would just rent out an entire cruise ship for her and all her friends and just fly everybody they know and they've worked with and friends and family and just take over the entire cruise ship for as long as they could and just
such
keep
a
going.
Good idea.
Well.
Oh, let's give you a microphone. Is it true?
I mean, that wasn't on my mind, but now it is.
I reckon you would go via a disco dancing costume hire purchase shop and go straight to Ibiza.
Oh, Ibiza.
Spandex and Ibiza.
Where would you go? Go on, you tell us.
I do love England. I'm heading back to visiting my friends and I've got a brother over there.
Oh, you got your whole, like, Cats performance crew.
Got all my friends and all of our old Freedom to Fly students are over there too.
Yeah, London for Showtime, man. Oh, there's nothing quite like London.
Is this not the first Freedom to Fly? Was there a Freedom to Fly part one?
Yeah, where we taught professional dancers to be aerialists and they're all performing around the world. It's amazing.
I did not. We need to sell that a bit more.
Mate, we need another podcast. We could just have a Freedom to Fly podcast, couldn't we? Hey, station manager. New show idea coming to you soon. So what we're going to do is to just give you a little bit of insight into what tickets are available that are remaining for this 1, 2, 3, 4, almost 5-day festival. We have got shows on the 7th of November, the 8th of November, the 9th of November. On Sunday, the 10th of November, there is a big street performance event in Central Raglan, in the Central Streets, Bow Street and Main Street. And on the 9th of November, on the Saturday, for example, we've got Moonrose Happy Hour. There's still some tickets on that one. It's at 5 p.m. Here's a little blurb about this show. Marilyn Monroe invites you to her Variety Happy Hour, a zany cabaret overflowing with circus acts, musical numbers, and comedic capers. Presented by the eccentric cast of characters played by award-winning Jackson Cordery and Laura Oakley. It's a wild and whimsical hour not to be missed. And Jess, you obviously know everybody that's coming to contribute to this festival. Give us a little bit of insight into these guys.
They're just next level amazing. I've been very spoiled in my life to see some truly epic talents. And these guys are New Zealand's best. So we're very excited to have them come to little old Raglan and blow the socks off the locals. And our students and families, because they're amazing.
Amazing. And I've heard about Fraser as well. Go on, Graham.
What kind of stuff do they do? Give us a sneak.
So Laura is an incredible aerialist and hula hoop. Hula hoopist? I don't know. What are they called? Yeah, hula hooper. Amazing. I'm learning to do it myself, and every time I see her, I think, man, I've got to level up, you know?
So cool.
Yeah. She's inspiring. And Jackson is just next level aerial god. He's incredible and flexible as, insanely strong, and just the things that they do together, they're very funny and clever. So can't wait.
And those of us that saw the talent which came to Raglan for last year's Freedom to Fly Fest 2023, our minds were completely blown. We were all, as audience members, absolutely buzzing from the experience which we received. So if you've heard about these shows, really, everything sells out. So go to Freedom to Fly on, if you typed in Freedom to Fly, Freedom with the number 2 fly on Humanitix, or even if you just go through via Facebook, we've got links in the Raglan Chronicle, we've got links on the Raglan Notice Board, just go find it. And you'll see there's lots of different shows, so have a good read around, see what's there. If something's sold out, click on something else, and make sure you get your eyes on some of this amazing amazing performance art, circus, dance, aerial, just an incredible energy and incredible talent. What we'll do is we'll put on another track. Some of these guys have got to go to a sewing bee for making costumes, so we might hear from some of them and we might not, and we will definitely be coming to take over the Raglan Community Radio another time. And here we go, we're going to have a little bit of Justin Timberlake.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes nowhere.
When we move, well, you already know.
down with whilst you lot all enjoyed the Justin Timberlake about some of the music that everybody has been practicing dancing to for this up and coming festival. And we've also been flicking through the humanitix.com Freedom to Fly Fest 2024 and just seeing what actually there's so much going on. We've also got workshops. Jess, could you tell us a little bit about what workshops we've got going on in Raglan on different times and days?
Of course, we've got the Hula Hoop workshop on Thursday the 7th of November from 3:30 for 2 hours, and that's with Laura, who is like one of New Zealand's best hula hoopers, and that's for all ages. And then we've got a aerial silks workshop for adults with Jackson, also one of New Zealand's best aerialists, at 7:30. And then on Saturday with Fraser Hooper, who's like one of the best clowns on the planet.
I've heard about Fraser Hooper.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's directing the play, which is exercising the funny bones and learning improvisation and,
I can't wait to see him.
Having a play.
Well, because also you're a husband and is he creative director? What's his name? Artistic director of the whole thing as well, alongside you?
Yeah.
I've never seen your husband with a man crush before, but he has a man crush for Fraser Hooper.
Yeah, I think Jay would really like to be a clown. In another life.
It's just fantastic. What do you want to be when you grow up? We're all still figuring it out.
I'm still figuring
especially
it out.
Especially the Freedom to Fly Whānau.
Yeah.
And another thing that should be mentioned is, yes, we've got some kids in the studio today. We've got grown-ups that are taking part in the festival. And it really is all ages. So we do have children's shows and we do have adult shows.
Yes.
And it's really important for everyone to get that, whether you're looking for something to do as a family or whether you're booking a babysitter, getting really dressed up because it's really glam, like the cabaret nights are super glam.
Yep.
Your most colourful lipstick, your highest heels, your laciest tops, that's the sort of vibe for the adults shows.
Yep.
So, whether you're looking for a family thing that weekend or whether you're looking for an adult night out, check the links. Go and have a little look and you'll find what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Before we end our show today, I wanted to hear a little bit more from these amazing, young, inspiring dancers. I would love for you to pull your yellow microphone in between you and you can talk as directly into the microphone as you can, you pros. And can you tell me a little bit about what dance you're doing and what shows you're doing, so what music you're performing to, if you know the tracks that you're rehearsing for. Would you like to go first?
I'm doing ballet and acro. My ballet song's called Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, beautiful.
And I forgot my acro one.
I do jazz and acro, and my jazz song is Firework, and I don't know what my acroid one is.
And I tell you what, your hair is absolutely fantastic. And I know that we're all on radio and people can't really see us, but can you describe what your hairstyle is for people that are listening at home?
Mine's a side bun.
Yep.
Mine's two space buns with fake hair hanging down.
Can you tell me who has been helping with all of this hair and costume and all of that stuff? Who is it in your family that helps you?
Our mum.
Is she helping lots of people get ready for this show?
Well, mostly all of our shows.
Mostly all of you for all of your shows. What an absolute legend. Shout out to mum. And your hair looks like a firework. So your hair matches the song that you're dancing to. That's so clever, and I absolutely love it. Big round of applause for Mam if she's listening at home or listening back to the podcast. They look fantastic. Sophia, can you tell me about your... Do you know what dance music you're dancing to? Do you know the name of it?
Who are you being for ballet? You're doing a ballet routine? And are you being someone from Aladdin? What's your name?
Jasmine
from Aladdin.
And wow. The song is A Whole New World. Yep. And then you're doing the jazz routine. And do you know what song that is? What's that song called?
Lollipop.
I mean, already this is set to be a fantastic show, isn't it? We are going to have the best November that anyone's ever had in their lives. How fantastic. And before we wrap the end of the show, I have got one more question for everybody in the studio today, which is, when you grow up, do you think you're always going to dance? Do you think you're going to dance for your whole life? You can do thumbs up. You can do a big smile. You can be like, nah, I'm quitting next year. It's too hard. You think you're always going to dance? Do you love it? Or are you getting drawn into that aerial, acrobatics, gymnastics?
Maybe.
Don't know.
You don't have to do dance classes. You can just dance anywhere. Like you can dance me anywhere. And mummy do in the kitchen.
Yeah, you can also dance. You can also you can dance in Foursquare in the queue whilst you're waiting to buy your groceries.
Yeah.
That's what we should start, flash mobbing Raglan, really, shouldn't we? Just before the food.
We should totally start a flash mob in Raglan. What a good idea.
Just get Jay just like balancing upside down with some mangoes or something.
Yeah. We should just we'll get all the real estate agents to start practicing now.
Yeah. I would love it.
Get the silk off the harbour view. Yeah.
And Jess, did you always dance your whole life? Were you always a dancer since you were a tamariki?
Yeah, always danced my whole life. Since I was 5, I wanted to be a ballerina.
Mom.
I think you should answer her question live on
Sophia?
Air.
What's your question? Do you need to go to the toilet?
Awesome. The toilets are that way. Please help yourself. Thanks. And the track that we're going to end our show with today is by the Black Eyed Peas. And this is one of my mum's favourite dance tracks of all time. Here we go. I Got a Feeling.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. Fill up my cup, mazel tov.
Just do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Cause I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Hey, let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money. Hey. Let's spin it up,
let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it,
smash it.
Like oh my god,
like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa,
come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup,
drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing,
move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town,
paint the town.
We'll shut it down,
shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
What an absolutely epic group of people that are involved in this festival. Honestly, there are so many businesses in Raglan that have sponsored this festival. It would absolutely not go ahead without the support of local business. And massive shout out to all of those people that continue to help pay for costume parts, or certain people are giving up their Airbnbs free of charge for the artists to come and stay, from Wellington, Christchurch, Auckland. And other people are donating food for the dancers, so like backstage hampers. So however it is, if you're one of those businesses that are sponsoring this event, sound, light, staging, costume, thank you so much for jumping on board and making this festival happen, because it's just an amazing resource for the young people in our community to learn how to be part of a significant event. And it's also great for us adults because the talent is just exceptional. You could travel to any capital city in the world and you'd still struggle to find the talent that's been brought together for this festival in November. And just before we wrap up the show, I'll just give you a little brief run through. Those guys are off. They're off to a sewing bee now to finish making costumes. We've got Thursday, the 7th of November, is kickoff with 6 p.m. at Tiuku Hall. Some of you might have seen the sign at Tiuku Hall celebrating the festival. It's called The Balancing Act. It's a one-night-only event, and it's the show that Jess and Jay perform all around the world. They really are exceptional performers in their own right. On Friday the 8th, we've got The Cabaret Night, which I believe is already sold out. And on Saturday the 9th, we have The Cabaret Night as well. It really is something to behold. I was lucky enough to be able to watch the show last year, and I was just absolutely shocked at what they were able to deliver in Tiuku Hall. It was some of the best acro, dance, music that I have ever seen in my life. We have got the Freedom to Fly Dance Showcases on Friday and on Saturday. And this is when the young people in our town that train every single week at the Bow Street Freedom to Fly Hall get to showcase their work. And there are hundreds of tamariki all being cared for and looked after by the Fano, and dressed, costumes made, hair done. It's the most professional taste we get of all of their hard work, all of the training that they put in all year round. Their theme this year is called, oh, there's a couple of themes. We've got here the Hits Through the Ages, and then there's also Runaway to the Circus. Of course, we've got the Moonrose Happy Hour on Saturday the 9th, and then the workshops, which is hula hoops, aerial skills, and directing the play. And then there's also on Sunday the 10th of November, something called the Sunday Busking Day, which is when all of these artists take over Raglan Town, the streets of Raglan Town, and some of the spaces in Raglan Town, and put on an epic show for you. So if there's one thing you do, you get your diary now and you put a circle through Sunday the 10th of November and stay in Raglan that day, and you will be entertained, and it will be koha, so you can chuck your coins in the buckets for the buskers, and you are going to have the most fantastic Sunday you've ever had in Raglan. So that's me. I've been your host. I am Katie Lowes, and we've had Jessica Ramirez, artistic director, in the studio. We've had Graham, who does so much of the tech and behind the scenes of this festival, in the studio. Thanks, of course, to Raglan Sound and Light. Thank you to major sponsors. Big thank you to Melanie Carroll from Ray White, and all of the people that are really pushing this festival to get bigger and better every year. And just have a great time perusing through the internet to find which tickets you want to purchase. And we will see you there across two venues, Tiuku Hall and the Freedom to Fly Studio in Bow Street. Keki te. See you later. How should we end the show? I think it's going to have to be Taylor Swift. Here we go.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates. But I can't. Shake.